I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. We are here with Mia Made It. We are going to review what happened on SummerSlam at SummerSlam 2024 for the WWE Premium Live event. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys. As you can see, I no longer have a burnt mouth, so that's a good thing. We're back. We're back at it. Shout out to, you know, everybody who has participated on the podcast thus far. Anybody else who wants to participate, reach out to us wherever you can find us. Design Individually Gifted on Facebook. Mia Made It on Facebook. And yeah, so let's get into SummerSlam. Let's get into what happened. Mia, do you have the match card and you want to tell us what matches we'll be talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so the first one we have is Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental Championship, Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the United States Championship, Bayley versus Nia Jax for the WWE Women's Championship, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley for the WWE Women's World Championship. Then we have Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk with Seth Rollins as a special guest referee. Then we have the World Heavyweight Championship match with Damian Priest versus Gunther. And then we have the main event for the Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa.
All right. Before we get into it completely, do you have a favorite match from the night?
My favorite match was probably Liv versus Rhea.
I was about to say the same thing. Liv versus Rhea or Damian, Drew versus CM Punk, I think was a really good match too. And then, of course, the main event was pretty epic. But, okay, so starting with Sami Zayn and Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental Championship. Guys, this was SummerSlam, WWE's premium live event. Braun Breaker, Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Championship. Mia, what happened and who did you pick to win?
For this match, I chose Braun Breaker to win. And Braun Breaker did end up winning. I wasn't really paying attention in this match. I was kind of helping Addie with all her stuff.
Shout out, Addie.
But I went back and I watched like the highlights of it. I think it was a really good match. Braun Breaker really showed off like he always does. And I think it was a well-deserved win. It was a fresh, clean win. And I'm actually really happy I've been wanting Braun Breaker to be champ.
Yeah, I thought it was something that it was a match you kind of took your eye off for a little bit. I thought it was one of the ones that wasn't the most exciting on the card, but nonetheless it was a good wrestling match with a good story that was told inside the ring. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Sami Zayn dropping the title to Braun Breaker, I think we both agreed that that would happen, or we thought that would happen. Braun Breaker, new star, championship that, you know, Sammy brought a lot of credibility to, will continue to be brought credibility by Braun Breaker as well. I think that I thought it was a good match overall. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Wasn't any major botches or wasn't anything that really went wrong that would make you say otherwise. So that's pretty, cut and clear, right? We both wanted Braun to win. He won. Next match that we're going to talk about, Logan Paul and LA Knight for the United States Championship. This one, Mia, what happened and who did you want to win?
For this match, I wanted Logan Paul to win, but LA Knight did end up beating Logan Paul and becoming the U.S. champion. I really liked this match. It was probably my second favorite of the night. I liked the surprise guest with Machine Gun Kelly's. That's MGK. One of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
And I think it was just super cool to see him like there and help Logan, and the flip Logan did during the match was probably one of my favorite spots of all time.
That was a crazy spot. That's one thing I love about Logan is how innovative in the ring he is. Different spots as far as like, don't get me wrong, we see a lot of the same spots, a lot of the big spots, a lot of the main spots, but somebody like Seth Rollins innovates and creates new spots rather than replicating. Logan Paul did that at SummerSlam. MGK, you know, being in Cleveland, shout out to Cleveland, Clevland, the land. I thought that was cool. That's another thing that I like about Logan is that he brings that, you know, guest appearance aspect to a lot of his matches. He doesn't fight that often, so I guess, you know, he better. But also at the same time, it's good TV, and like I said, good guest, MGK, one of my favorite artists as well. LA Knight taking the championship, I'm not mad at it, but again, I thought you could have done more with Logan Paul. Hopefully that's not all we see from Logan Paul as far as him being a WWE superstar. Hopefully he comes back and he is here more, and that's not just all that is of the Logan Paul era. But yeah. LA Knight winning it, not mad at it. Can't wait to see what comes of it. As you know, we're big fans of LA Knight on this show. Can't wait to see what he does with the championship, a mid-card championship, one step closer to getting him into the World Heavyweight Championship picture. Anything else you want to say?
I was going to say something about that The Undertaker had made a comment on Logan's title run saying that Logan Paul made the United States Championship, that the United States Championship is now officially the Logan Paul title.
Nice. I didn't see that. Okay.
That the flip that Logan did during the thing was, he said it was so video game-like. Whenever I was younger, I couldn't even imagine doing something like that.
Nice.
And he was just making comments on Logan and how Logan is just a superstar.
Giving him a lot of praise from a big name, one of the most iconic characters in wrestling history, period. Logan Paul, for, you know, what you may like or dislike about him, brought a lot to the championship, brought a lot to the WWE, and I can't wait to see what he does next. As everybody knows, I was going for Logan Paul. He didn't end up winning. We'll see what happens when Logan Paul comes back, if he comes back. The next match that we're going to talk about, Mia, you want to tell everybody? Bayley versus
Nia Jax. Okay. Who do we go for this one? Oh, for this one we have Bayley versus Nia Jax. I think I went for Nia in this match. I can't really remember.
We did, yeah.
But Nia did end up winning, and it was a really good match. I was honestly shocked that Nia actually won. I wasn't actually expecting it. I was just saying it because, like, just to say it. But I'm actually really excited to see what they're going to do with Nia as a champion and Tiffy as Miss Money in the Bank. I'm so excited for her title run.
I really, we both did say that we thought Nia Jax would go on to win. I thought it was a good match in the sense that it was physical. You know, Bayley put her all into it. Nia Jax was, you know, she came out looking dominant. And then at the same time, the whole Tiffany factor where she came in, tried to cash in, that throws that different layer into the story. Bayley, as we talked about, didn't really have a defined story or character. So giving the championship to somebody with one is, you know, usually and typically a good thing. Okay, sorry, we're watching SmackDown at the same time that we do this. So giving it to Nia Jax, you know, wasn't a bad move. I think that's going to be a story to follow. I think it might end up being one of the better stories in what are they in, Raw?
SmackDown
on the SmackDown roster, so that'll be fun. Next match, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. Huge match, set the internet on fire. This match was absolutely this was movie making right here. Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley. Liv Morgan pulls it off. with the help of Dominic Mysterio. Latino Heat turns on Mommy. What are we even talking about? We came in here talking about, I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of people say that they knew it. They saw it coming. I personally didn't. And sometimes, you know, I like it that way. I was shocked by it. And I thought that it was, like I said, I thought it was one of the more epic moments that I've witnessed in my time watching wrestling. Especially, you know, now in the 2000s era, etc. So, Mia, how did you feel about the match? Who did you want to win? And give us your thoughts.
Again, this was my favorite match of the night. I don't think this should have been the opener. I feel like this match, I don't think they expected it to be as good as it was, but it deserved to at least be towards the main event. This is a match that was so many years in the making. Rhea and Liv's story has been going on since I first started watching wrestling. And it was probably my favorite. I was always telling Addie, like, I'm so excited for Rhea and Liv to fight. I'm so excited. To be fair, I kind of thought at first it was kind of just going to be like a squash type match. Like, Rhea was going to whoop Liv and, like, take it, walk away. But that whole entire match, Rhea dislocating her shoulder and popping it back in. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh.
Epic. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Epic. It was movie making, movie telling, storytelling, I think, at its finest. Everybody executed the way they were supposed to. Dominic Mysterio, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, kudos, because that match was absolutely perfect. I think it set the tone for a night that was going to go on to be extraordinary. SummerSlam didn't disappoint. I don't think we overhyped it. We didn't, you know, expect much because we tried to kind of tune that down a little bit, but I think it over exceeded our expectations. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Right. Over exceeded, under exceeded. We should start doing that every show. Start doing, did it over exceed or under exceed our expectations, and start seeing, you know, how they do in our, you know, opinion. So, next match we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about Damian Priest. I'm sorry, I don't know why do I keep calling, is that Giovanni? Is that okay, we'll watch this later, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, we got it on the big screen. So, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, Seth freaking Rollins, you know, as special guest referee. This match was intense. This match was great. Because adding Seth Rollins in that moment, and, you know, him trying to control the match, and, you know, just his nature, his character, his personality wasn't going to allow him to be dissed. And, you know, he kind of, you know, he overdid it at some points, and it cost him opportunities to make the count. So it was a good match. I liked it. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk. Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk. What do you think? Who did you want to win, and how did it go?
I think this one was one of the most exciting ones of the night. I was actually really excited for this one. This is the one I was most excited about. I did expect it to be more violent and more, like, I was expecting to see blood, busted, like, arms and stuff. I was expecting more, but it was a really good match. I was expecting somebody to go taken out in a stretcher with how much these two guys hate each other.
That is true.
But I loved Seth as the referee. I think he made the whole entire match.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, like, I feel like if it was just with the regular ref, it would have just been a plain match. But, like, Seth, I think Seth was adding it, way more character to it. I like when he stole the bracelet, or he didn't, where he was holding on to it for CM Punk, that started a whole new, fresh little story that's going to be running between Drew and CM Punk.
Yep.
Plus Seth.
Yep. Yeah. I like the fact that they use the bracelet and how that's like an extra layer into the story. It was a good match. I think even without Seth, it would have been like a physical match. But with Seth, it brought that, you know, that deeper aspect to it. And I thought it was a good one. I don't know that there was a match that really missed. you know, in my opinion. I don't know if there is a match that really, you know, didn't live up to expectation of what I thought it would be. I thought they were all good matches. Damian Priest versus Gunther, World Heavyweight Championship. Mia, what happened? Who did you want to win? And, you know, how did it go?
I said I wanted Gunther to win because I wanted to see the bloodline. Oh my gosh. The Judgment Day to implode and just break apart. And that's exactly what happened that night. Finn Balor finally turned on Damian Priest, which I'm going to say something. And my friend was so mad at me when I said this. Shout out to Sophia. She loves Damian Priest. So when I told her, I kind of feel like Damian deserved this, that Damian had this coming, because Damian had cheated Finn out of his title opportunities with Seth.
Yeah, that's true.
And he had been pushing Finn around, throwing Finn around, like, oh, this and this and this, like, me and Rhea are the leaders, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Y'all are just our little side characters. And Finn was fed up with it, and I'm Team Finn. I'm Team New Judgment Day all the way. But, like I said, Damian had it coming. Probably I was so excited for that heel turn, or even more of a heel turn.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to see what they're going to be doing, because Finn and JD as a team I've been really wanting to see for a super long time. And since they have so much chemistry, I know they're going to be putting on crazy stories, crazy matches, and everything.
And then, obviously, you know, implementing the whole Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley thing and Dominic Mysterio. I don't know what happens to... Well, Damian Priest just goes off on his own now, right?
I think he's with Rhea.
He's with Rhea? So, okay, because we haven't watched, guys. We're still catching up, really. So, next match that we're going to talk about... Wait. Gunther and Damian Priest. Gunther, what's your opinion on Gunther going forward as a champion? Is that something that you like, that you dislike?
I really like it because I feel like he's going to... It's not going to be like every single match you're like, I think this is a match I think they're going to lose. Somebody's going to lose. I think he's going to hold that title for a really long time the same way he did with the Intercontinental Championship. And I think this is what Gunther was put in WWE for. He was put there for bigger things other than mid-card titles. So I think he's going to take this championship to a whole different level.
Yeah, I think he's going to, I also think he's going to elevate the championship as well, same way that he elevated the Intercontinental Championship. I think that Gunther's, as we talked about, one of the best wrestlers on the roster, if not on the planet. I can't wait to see what he does, because every match that I've seen this dude has been, you know, insane, has been hard hitting, has been physical, has been, you know, no botches. And, you know, Gunther's a perfect package, as we've always talked about. So Gunther versus Damian Priest, I thought it was a dramatic match. A few, you know, kinks here and there, but, you know, nothing really to the point where you could say that it was a bad match in any way. The interference of Finn Balor was, you know, obviously, as you said, it was epic. It, you know, Damian Priest being blinded by rage, not being able to focus on what was going on, I thought was a little, you know, but how else do you, you know, get that over?
Yeah.
Gunther is going to be a great champion for the next 2 years, I think. I think you could pretty much mark that and put that in the bank.
He's fighting Randy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be probably going to be one of my favorite matches.
Let's not forget. So oh, yeah. They did have a good King of the Ring finals match. I mean, Randy is also chasing his, 16th, 15th title?
Mm-hmm.
So don't discount the Legend Killer. Don't discount, you know, the three most dangerous letters in the WWE and wrestling, RKO, Randy Orton. That's happening at Bash in Berlin. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I don't know what the date is. I'm trying to remember it.
Wait. Okay, but it's happening at the Bash in Berlin. Okay, so that's going to be a good match. The final match, guys, that we're going to talk about, We got Cody Rhodes and we got Solo Sikoa. We had them. We didn't even know, but it happened in a tribal. What is it? A Bloodline Rules match. I thought. Well, let's talk about the main, you know, what everybody wants to talk about from this match first. But before we do that, guys, if anybody wants to play in fantasy football, or if anybody does play fantasy football, the 3D FFL is now available. We got 5 spots left for our $50 league. They're filling fast. You know, by the next podcast, we might even have them filled up. We have to, I think. So, you know, if you want to play, find us on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted or the 3D Signs of Sports Podcast. You know how to spell that already by this point if you listen to it. But yeah, help us put that together. But let's talk about the biggest news in wrestling at the moment outside of Dominic Mysterio turning on Rhea Ripley. Let's talk about Roman Reigns returning and helping Cody Rhodes retain the WWE Undisputed WWE Championship. Superman punching Solo Sikoa on the way to do it. We both wanted Cody to win. The Bloodline Civil War is about to be epic. It's about to explode. It's about to take on angles I don't know if TV's ready for. So, Jimmy hasn't come back. We're waiting for him. Jey Uso might be on his way, you know, back to the Bloodline story. Roman Reigns is back. Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and we're still expecting, what's his name? Zilla Fatu as well. So, you know, that story is going to explode, but what do you want to talk about? Okay, give us your opinion on Roman Reigns. I'm excited. There's a lot to talk about for this final matchup, specifically the Tribal Chief returning. Acknowledge your Tribal Chief. Is it time to acknowledge your Tribal Chief? Everybody put your ones in the sky. Give us 1 second. All right. So, Mia, what's your opinion on Roman Reigns coming back? And or what is your opinion on the match and Cody Rhodes retaining the championship?
I called it. I said there was a possibility. I did say there was a possibility.
That one and Dominic Mysterio.
And Finn.
Yeah,
I write the
go
scripts
ahead,
for
Mia.
WWE now.
Go ahead.
But I was actually really shocked because I remember telling Sophie and Addie mid-match, I was like, bro, I was like, a couple of seconds before Roman even came out, I was like, bro, Roman's not coming back. I was like, there's no way. And Addie was like, well, you don't know. And then, boom, and I remember I told Darren, I was like, they're lying to us. Like, it's Solo playing a trick on Cody so he can beat Cody. And, like, all this stuff. But I was so excited. I can't deny that I was excited. And I was the one saying we have to acknowledge
our Tribal Chief. And that's because we talked about the fact that Roman Reigns hadn't missed a SummerSlam in his, what, career? It would have been the first one that he missed. So he returned and he continues that streak that he's never missed at SummerSlam. What an epic way to... What a giant way to like make your return, you know. Maybe we knew, maybe we had a feeling, maybe we had an inkling, but that's what the WWE is. It's storytelling. It's, you know, it is what it is. So Cody Rhodes retaining the championship, naturally, I think it's a good thing. I think Cody Rhodes isn't done. I think he has more to do. I think that his title run is still slowly cooking. And it hasn't even, you know, it hasn't even started to broil yet. So once it starts hitting and once he kind of starts, because you can see him getting better on the mic. You can see him getting better, you know, more comfortable with being the face of the company. And he is a good face of the company. So I'm excited to see what happens with the title run. I'm excited to see what happens with the Bloodline. Cody Rhodes at the moment is looking at taking on Kevin Owens at Bash in Berlin. So that's something that we could look forward to as well. Is there anything you'd like to say about SummerSlam overall?
Overall, this... I can't even say my favorite pay-per-view I've watched because nothing...
It was a good one. I'm not going to lie.
Nothing will beat the Extreme Rules where Bray Wyatt returned. That's forever going to be my favorite.
R.I.P.
My favorite Royal Rumble that I could have gone. Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules.
Favorite pay-per-view, but this is probably like second easily because we didn't expect that much from it because kind of last year we overhyped SummerSlam really bad just to get not the best SummerSlam. But this is the best SummerSlam out of the three I've seen. Definitely my favorite pay-per-view. The day after, I was still hyped up about it. I was still yapping to Addy about it. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this and this and this. Thank you, Addy, for not walking away during my yapping.
Yeah, no, it was a great premium live event, guys. It was it's one to remember, that's for sure. It's one that had a lot of good moments, big moments, surprising moments, maybe even predictable moments. But again, at the same time, good TV. The WWE is doing some good work at the moment. I think that's about all we got, right? About 30 minutes in. So, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. We do have an announcement, guys. Because we have been so inconsistent and because we keep promising you guys, no late episodes, and the late episodes just keep coming. For some reason,
it's like Spotify took us off.
You know, for some reason, it's only the review episode. You know what I'm saying? So we're having a little bit of trouble staying on par because right now we got fantasy football going. Right now we're getting into the thick of it, guys. If you want to play, go ahead. But go ahead and join us at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast on Facebook. But yeah, because we got so many things going on at the moment, it's kind of hard to, you know, get us both here at the same time, especially me. I apologize, guys. I do take responsibility for being the reason that we are late. But if you're here, it means that you love us. So you're going to stay here and you're going to be watching regardless. And we appreciate you for that. But the news at hand. We will be drawing back. We will be doing the preview episodes of the podcast. We'll be doing one a month. We have more fun. We're able to talk longer, and naturally, I think they run about an hour and sometimes an hour and a half. So we're probably going to be shooting for giving y'all an hour to an hour and a half next episode. And to continue it, once we get to WrestleMania, and once WrestleMania passes and we get a brand new WWE schedule, a brand new WWE calendar, we are going to change the podcast format to once a week. We'll be recording once every Saturday or Sunday night probably. And then we'll get that done. We'll get those put out. And, you know, we'll become more of a stable platform. But by that time, fantasy football will be, you know, less in the picture. Music will always be there. You know, a lot of the other things will always be there. So, you know, guys, as y'all know from the beginning, when I first made this podcast, the very first episode, I told y'all I'm an artist. Y'all have been coming on a journey that, you know, with me from day one, and things always aren't going to be perfect, but, you know, in the imperfection, you know, there's beauty. So it's a roller coaster. One thing I can tell y'all is we're not going to stop. You know, there might be a late episode. There might be, you know, one might come 2 days later than it's supposed to, but one thing I'm telling you is we will not stop. So you can expect to hear from us at the very least once a month here on the Mia Made It platform. Mia, before we roll out, is there anything you want to say?
I do want to shout out my girls again that are, especially Felicity, who's always listening to the podcast, always keeping me updated, always, oh, Mia, are y'all going to do this today? Are y'all going to do this today? When's a new episode dropping? She reminded us, or she texted me that we got taken off of Spotify for a bit.
Shout out for that. Yes, she did. Shout out for that because I didn't even know. It came from Felicity to Mia to me. So continue, Mia. I'm sorry.
And also shout out to Kylie and Vivi. Vivi actually just told me recently, I think after the last podcast, that she wants to jump on pretty soon. So I told her by the next one, if she wants to, she's more than welcome to join. And we're going to be having more guests, because that group chat of girls and some of the guys in there, they all listen to it. They all try to listen to it, and they all give their hype for it. So thank you guys for being like my number one supporters.
Awesome. Thank you to the group chat. Thank you to my group chat as well, the Gifted and Gorgeous girls. Thank you to, you know, True, the label. Guys, as I said, one thing that I do know, this platform may not always be perfect, but we're not going to stop. As you just heard, Mia's developing her own network. She has her own guests. She's, you know, she's piling up the experience on how to do this. And one day she's going to have her own show. And, you know, once she gets a learn of that once a week format, and sometimes when I'm not able to, she can even come and record the podcast on her own at that point, you know. But we'll get there, guys. Slow down. You know what I'm saying? We're only 20 episodes in, give her time. But Mia, excuse me, that was the door, guys. But thank you for tuning in. That wraps up the SummerSlam review episode. We will catch you guys at Bash in Berlin. That'll be
August 31st,
and we'll talk to you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, True. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.